The Tony Awards event next month will be the official end of the New York theater season. But the Tonys are not the only awards, and according to theater critic Michael Bourne, even more theater this season was happening off-Broadway.
The Tony Awards celebrate only the shows on Broadway. I vote for the Outer Critics Circle Awards, and we vote for shows on and off, and I rarely am in sync with my fellow Outer Critics. I thought the best play this season was Stephen Unwin's All Our Children, about Nazis murdering disabled children. But All Our Children was not nominated as the OCC's outstanding play, nor were, says me, two best actors. Carl Kensler playing the doctor who's been believing that euthanizing the disabled children is a kindness, and John Glover playing the bishop, confronting the doctor but struggling with the tragic twists of politics. Their showdown was like some of Shaw's dramatic arguments, disturbingly ironic and thoughtful long after the play. All Our Children is playing through May 12th at the Sheen Center for Thought and Culture. I abstained from voting for an outstanding new off-Broadway play, but I very much enjoyed a variety of actors off-Broadway this season. Bill Irwin was funny and insightful on Beckett, illuminating the uniquely and often darkly comic writings of Samuel Beckett. Irwin's lecture demonstration was one of several shows I enjoyed this season at the Irish Repertory Theater, including also superb revivals of the Sean O'Casey trilogy of plays about the Irish Troubles, Shadow of a Gunman, Juno and the Paycock, The Plow and the Stars, all now playing in rep through June 22nd. Edie Falco was indefatigable on stage, as was Polly Noonan, the political mover and shaker that she's enacting in The Truth, played by Char White at the Signature Center, where the play Daddy by Jeremy O'Harris also played and was weird and was wet about sex and about art. Glenn Close was back on stage at the Public Theater playing the mother of the maid in June Anderson's play about the rarely remembered family of history's most revolutionary figure, Joan of Arc. Teresa Rebeck was also not nominated for an OCC Outstanding New Play Off-Broadway Award, but the play Downstairs about two lost souls, a brother and sister, were played by a brother and sister, Tyne Daly and Tim Daly. Downstairs played at the historic Cherry Lane Theater, and that's where Mike Birbiglia came back on stage with a funny and harrowing monologue he called The New One, all about the changes in his life becoming a father. I'll always remember The New One for a spectacular theatrical coup as fatherhood literally thundered down on Mike Birbiglia. The New One relocated during the season from off to on Broadway. Sometimes shows in smaller theaters off Broadway can never become as intimate and involving in larger theaters on Broadway. Fiddler on the Roof in Yiddish is playing now at the smaller Stage 42 on 42nd Street, and one feels much closer to all the laughs and even more so the tears of Anna Tevye. Stephen Skybell is wonderful as Tevye, and you don't have to know Yiddish or even read the supertitles in English to feel all the heart and the heartbreak. Fiddler on the Roof in Yiddish plays on off Broadway. It's the season's best musical, says me. I'm Michael Bourne.